You're listening to DraftKings Network.
I enjoyed doing the show today, but there was one thing, a moment that I enjoyed more than any other, and it's when I heard some slippage in something that Mike Ryan was trying to say, and I recognized the faint accent we haven't heard around here in many, many years. It's how to be more of a man than the next man next to you, because Man Campbell is the most man of men. And the accent that I heard, I don't remember how to play this game, but I do remember kicking another attorney, and I also rolled into Trey Wingo, getting this sound from ESPN, all of it. I don't remember how to play this game, but we got this sound. I don't think we've done it in 6 years. I don't remember how to play this game exactly, but I'm very excited that we can reintroduce it today. It's very exciting. Greg, do you remember playing this? Because I believe you played the Manly Man Off with us.
I don't remember. This must have been at least 6 years ago.
It's a long time ago. I don't remember when it was, but I'm very excited to welcome back. Oh, this is very exciting. The Manly Man. We have imaging for this that we wrestled away from ESPN.
Time to set up who's the better man. Let's have a Manly Man Off.
I don't remember who I'm playing against here.
I think you're playing against me. And just a reminder, I won the last 5 times we played.
Okay. I think the starting point on some of this is we all recognize that this has not been the manliest of shows. Like, between us, we have one person or two who can change a tire. Stugatz calls 911 on a frog. And so this manly man was someone who taught us how to be more of a man, but we failed all his man quizzes. And he is back now, and as I recall faintly, I'm supposed to ask him questions and welcome him back.
I think.
I don't remember what the questions are I'm supposed to
Damn.
Ask
Damn! Stu, how you doing there, hombres?
In a while.
It has been too long. Where have you been? It's been so long.
So, have you guys heard of workplace compliance? Yeah. Apparently it's a thing now. And I actually had so many violations, it added up to a felony. So I've been serving time. But thanks to a little something called conjugal visits, I actually settled down. Me and my wife, Priscilla, we welcomed a bouncing new GMC Sierra into our lives. So life is pretty good.
Sounds like it.
All right, congratulations. And so I don't remember how this game is played. I don't know if you've refined it while in the joint, but I would like
in
to.
In whose cow? Let's just say I got top bunk.
Okay, of course you did. So as I've said before on this
show, you gotta beat up the ugliest, meanest looking person there. So I fought with myself for a good 4 years.
So how is this game played? There's one thing I will not be able to combat, and it's my favorite part of the game, and I will lose when it makes an appearance. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a multiple choice question, a series of them, and whoever answers right gets a point. You boys keeping score.
Is it me and Greg and Stugatz?
No, I only have imaging for two. Couldn't wrestle away the Greg imagery.
You couldn't get Greg?
Don't even get me started on Disney's lawyer.
I'm keeping score.
All right, so it's me against Stugatz. Let's get started.
This is the ultimate test, Dan, to find out who's manly. All the questions are super manly. So here we go. Who won the 1998 Blockbuster Award for Best Male Action Star? Is it A, Nicolas Cage, B, Harrison Ford, or C, John Travolta?
1998
Blockbuster Award for Best Male Action Star.
Nicolas Cage. Okay, what is your guess here, Stugatz?
I feel like maybe right around The Fugitive. I don't know. I think I'm going to go Harrison Ford here.
It is a good guess, but I happen to know that Mike Ryan loves anything Nicolas Cage related.
Who's Mike Ryan?
I can't believe that any answer other than Nicolas Cage is the right answer for Face Off or something.
Danny's the man.
Yeah. A heady play by you. Good job.
Yeah. We would have actually accepted John Travolta as an answer, too, because Nicolas Cage won it for playing the same character that John Travolta did in 1998's John Woo classic, Face Off.
Should have known that, man.
Damn it. Yes, you should have. It was a good hint, though. Harrison Ford, how could he not win? Isn't he still an action star?
He was nominated for Air Force One that year.
But isn't he still coming back with another movie as an action?
I ask the questions around here.
Sorry.
Just name one of the seven essential sailing knots.
It's great. Go ahead.
What?
Just name one.
It's such a good question.
I thought
question.
This was multiple choice.
No, not this time.
Good question.
Name one, princess.
I know one. I have to know one. Go ahead, Stugatz. I can't believe I'm not coming up with one. Go ahead.
Why do I have to go?
All right, I'll go first. Yeah. But you can't name mine if I pick one.
I understand that.
I don't think mine is right. I've heard one before. This is embarrassing.
Well, this is very embarrassing. It appears like neither of you have knots.
I'm gonna go Navy knot. Oh, I should know one of these.
Navy knot.
Yeah.
Stu, you're up.
I'm sorry. This is meant to embarrass me, Billy. Why are you laughing?
Because Greg knows one of them.
Name one of the seven knots.
Great. Don Knotts.
Ah, Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
Yeah. Don Knotts?
Is that your answer, Stu?
Yes.
Neither of you are the man.
It's embarrassing.
Question number three. Dan,
can you give us any of the knots?
Can you give us all seven of the knots? In the interest of time, though, like rolling hitch, figure eight, road turn, two half hitches, you know. Come on. Well, you don't. That's the problem. Which driver holds the all-time Monster Jam record for most championships won? Is it A, Bolo Kent, B, Max Thunderbolt Carlson, C, Tom Meese, or D, F*** you?
Jesus, very aggressive for no reason. Billy, can you explain to me
why D again?
Okay, and that seems like a good answer.
I can use it in a sentence if you like. Here's the sentence. You.
Do you want to guess, Stugatz? Do you have a guess?
Can I hear the options again? Including D.
Oh, look at you beating a dead horse. That's actually something I like to do on Sundays. Literally beat a dead horse.
Just A, B, and C.
Are you serious? Come on, Princess. Move the game along.
All right, I'm going B.
B, you're going Max Thunderbolt Carlson. Yes. Dan?
It's the nickname that lured him in. I'll go C.
Danny's the man!
Oh, that is actually the answer, although we also would have accepted... You.
We should have accepted. One of us should have guessed that. All right, what else do we have here? How many more questions
do we
have?
You're up to nothing, then.
How many ways are there to skin a cat? Is it A, one way, or B, exactly six?
Multiple ways to skin a cat.
Why is that manly? The skinning of a cat.
Stoicy man!
Yeah! Life experience, I've done it. Who led the NHL in penalty minutes this season? Is it A, Brady Tkachuk, B, Max Domi, C, Tom Wilson, or D, Terry Bollea?
Come on!
It gets me every time! And it still surprised me!
I know!
I knew it had to be coming!
I just remembered the game!
It is my favorite part of the game, which is for no reason, Hulk Hogan, his alter ego, is the correct answer, Terry Bollea. Is Ty Domi's kid now an enforcer as well? Max Domi?
Yeah, Max Domi.
Hey, it's not really an enforcer. He's actually a pretty good player.
Well,
I'm gonna go Tommy Wilson.
Dan, your answer.
I'll say whoever Domi wasn't, the third person there who wasn't Terry Bollea.
Stoicy man.
Oh. Why am I riding off on a motorcycle? Yeah.
Coincidentally, all four led the league in penalty minutes. That was your top four, Terry Bollea up there, dude.
It's 2-2,
right.
Mike.
Yeah, all right. Then.
Who's Mike? Sorry.
It gets me every time. It gets me. How is Terry Bollea always a surprise? I knew it was coming.
All right, final question here. We find out who the manliest man is, and I've saved the manliest question for last. On April 9th, Taylor Swift re-released this classic album following the dispute regarding ownership to the masters of her first six studio albums with that Judas Scooter Braun. Don't even get me started on that guy. Is it A, Folklore? B, Ride the Lightning? C, Fearless? Or D, the COVID vaccine is a mind control drug designed by Bill Gates that only sheep take?
You're going D?
Didn't she have, wasn't C already? I'm not familiar with the Taylor Swift catalog, but I feel...
Oh, really? You need to educate yourself. She is the songbird of a generation.
I believe it's A.
I don't know what to guess here, but I feel like C is something she's already done before. What was C? What can you tell me about C?
Danny's the man!
Oh.
Whoa, he didn't guess anything.
If you knew that C was an older album, then the answer was in the question. Of course she re-released it because that Judas Scooter Braun is trying to take all her money. Oh, and I can see your confusion because Folklore was an absolute classic that got all sorts of awards. An incredible Ride the Lightning was Metallica. But I really, truly believe in D. And not just that D, but I believe in Terry Bollea's D, and I certainly believe in you as D. Good seeing you, boys.
See you soon.
We missed you.
You didn't guess.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.